tears I cry aren't tears of pain. They're only to hide my guilt and shame. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
very special fondness for mass burials. 29 fresh decomposing bodies, and with each one, my Undertaker gets closer and closer to his WWF title.
Jack Tunney, the travesty you've bestowed upon the pallbearer and myself will be dealt with 29 of the World Wrestling Federation's top stars being put in one mass grave.
Think I walk out in the rain. Called you time and time again. the sun is floating around and round. Always up, you never let me down. The amazing thing, you carry on naturally.
We'll be right back. Same as you're drunk, you're hearing things.
What happened was murder and armed robbery. Oh, wait, we had badges, so it's different?
Oh, son, can't open your eyes. Can't you see? Huh?
That man was your friend. and you killed him like a fly.
Come on, my friend, huh?
Yeah. Tell me why. Because he knows my first name? Son, this is the game. I'm playing his ass. That's my job. That's your job. Roger sold dope to kids. The world is a better place without him.
Hey, this man was the biggest major violator in Los Angeles.
I watched that cocksucker operate with impunity for over 10 years, and now I got it. The shit's chess. It ain't checkers.
What you think we're gonna do? What we want? We gonna roll up in a black and white, huh? Slap the cuffs on him. You're under arrest. That's a high roller, dog. Take the money.
I mean, I already told you I'm not gonna take that.
Okay, don't just burn it, barbecue it, fish fry it. I don't give a fuck. But the boys will feel better.
But fuck their feelings,
Jake.
You're not making them feel like you're part of the team.
The team? You guys are fucking insane. All right, I'll go back to the valley. I'll cut parking tickets, you know? It can't be like this.
It is this way, man. I'm sorry I exposed you to it, but it is. It's ugly, but it's necessary.
I became a cop to put away drug dealers, the poisoners, the criminals, not to be one.
You sound just like me. And I know what you're going through. I know what you're feeling. You're scared.
I'm not scared.
Yes, you are. Terrified. Everybody goes through that the first time. I went through it.
The sooner you can match what's in your head with what's going on in the real world, the better you're gonna feel. In this business, you gotta have a little dirt on you for anybody to trust you. And when all this is behind you, there's gonna be a whole other world that opens up for you. I walk a higher path, son. I can give you the keys to all the doors.
What are you talking about?
My guys are pretty good, but they're not leaders. They're clowns. You're a leader. You want my job? You got it. You want to lock up poisoners? This is the best place to do it. But you got to just, you know, take your time. You make detective. You play the game. You grow wise. And then you can change things. But you got to change them from the inside, son. Let's go downtown to the station. You talk to my guy, Stan. And he'll walk you through what you gotta say to the DA guys, okay?
Okay. I just wanna ask a question. Who really cares? To save a world in despair? Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow. Oh,
what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
live. Such a bad. sad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life.
But let live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, you got love. Save the babies. Oh, the little fear, you got feeling. You will save the babies. All of the children. But who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
Charles Whitman was. None of you dumbasses knows. Private Cowboy.
Sir, he was that guy who shot all those people from that tower in Austin, Texas, sir.
That's affirmative. Charles Whitman killed 12 people from a 28-story observation tower at the University of Texas from distances of up to 400 yards. Anybody know who Lee Harvey Oswald was? Private Snowball.
Sir, he shot Kennedy, sir.
That's right. And do you know how far away he was?
Sir, it was pretty far from that book suppository building, sir.
All right, knock it off. 250 feet. He was 250 feet away and shooting at a moving target. Oswald got off three rounds with an old Italian bolt-action rifle in only 6 seconds and scored two hits, including a headshot. Do any of you people know where these individuals learned how to shoot? Private Joker.
Sir, in the Marines, sir.
In the Marines, outstanding. Those individuals showed what one motivated Marine and his rifle can do. And before you ladies leave my island, you will all be able to do the same thing.
In Brooklyn, at 1 a.m, watching the lights flash in Manhattan. A sea of five bridges, the Empire State Building, and you said something that I've never forgotten. Lean against railings, describing the colors and the smells of our homelands, acting like lovers. How did we get here? Living nothing wrong. Riding in your car, your radio playing. We sing up to the eighth floor. A rooftop Manhattan, one in the morning. And you said something that I've never forgotten. You said something. You said. It was really important.
We are back live on Raw, and during the commercial break, The Undertaker's call to Vince McMahon came through.
Hello?
Vince, you know who this is.
I know who this is. Just tell me. You know, how's Stephanie?
She's fine, Vince. As a matter of fact, she's real fine. And you know what I've got. And you know what I want.
Listen, I brought everything, just like you said. You got controlling interest. You got it signed, sealed. Now, I want Stephanie back, and I want her back now.
Oh, you've planned ahead. I like that. Once I get those documents, Stephanie will be returned to you unharmed. But if you slip up just once, you'll never see your precious little girl again.
If you so much as harm a hair on her head, so help me, you son of a bitch.
Now, Vince, is that any way to talk to your daughter's soulmate? You just get me those documents. Deliver them at 10 p.m. sharp by the loading dock in the Grand Chalet Hotel parking garage. Oh, there's one more thing.
What?
I don't want you to deliver them. Vince, I want Steve Austin to bring them to me.
What?
Alone.
I can't ask Austin to do that.
Hey, that's your problem.
Now, wait a minute. Hello?
Vince.
What
your problem, not mine.
No, it's... Hello? Hello?
Son of a bitch.
At that hotel?
Why? Why?
What is that?
Please,
oh, dear God. Oh, God, that's Stephanie. She's here. Stephanie is here in this building. And look, what have they done to her? Undertaker had Stephanie McMahon, we saw it earlier, apparently somewhere in the building, and we know that they're headed our way, and apparently they are here. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where they are, it's so dark here, you barely make out your hand in front of your face. The Undertaker abducted Stephanie McMahon at Backlash. Just as we went off the air, Stephanie McMahon, until just moments ago, had not been seen since. The Undertaker offered to return Stephanie in exchange for
ownership of this company.
And Vince McMahon had the documentation, he said, and went to deliver that documentation to The Undertaker at a place that The Undertaker prescribed. But The Undertaker was not there.
I can barely make out. It's Midian and Viscera and the Acolytes. And oh my dear God.
She strapped on that symbol.
Is Stephanie McMahon going to be sacrificed here?
Vince McMahon went on a fool's errand while they were here evidently all the time, and now The Undertaker and the ministry have brought Stephanie McMahon to the ring strapped to that symbol.
This is absolutely heinous. Absolutely diabolical. This is the personification of evil. And there's nobody ever been a bigger fan of The Undertaker than JR, I'll tell you, but my God, those days are over. This is not right. This young woman has nothing to do with any of the evils that Vince McMahon may or may not have ever perpetrated to The Undertaker.
JR, you know the saying, the sins of the father. But in this case, has even Vince McMahon ever committed a sin that would justify this happening to an innocent young girl, and there's nobody to do anything about it.
Somebody has got to come out here who has the courage to come out here and stop this.
You would think, no matter what you think of this young lady's father, anybody with some guts.
This is so sad and so unnecessary. And it's all because of The Undertaker. This is The Undertaker's plan. He is the maestro of this evil orchestra. She's scared to death.
The ceremony begins. I must address the McMahon family. I am not to blame for what is about to happen here. Vince, this rests upon your shoulders because you did not live up to your end of the agreement. And Steve Austin, well, I guess he just showed his true colors as well. Paul, let the ceremony begin.
Vince tried to live up to the agreement. He wasn't there.
Poor Stephanie, this is so sickening. This demonic human being.
What kind of ceremony?
I have no idea.
The Lord of Darkness.
Oh, wedlock?
It's a marriage ceremony.
Stephanie Marie McMahon will step from the light on this evil cesspool mortal world into the sanctuary of eternal darkness. Keeping this in mind, will you, Stephanie Marie McMahon, accept the purity of evil and take the Lord of Darkness as your master and your spouse?
Hell no, she's not.
Wait a minute, look!
There's Shamrock! Ken Shamrock! Shamrock with a ball back! But Shamrock taken down quickly by the Acolytes. Oh, God! That's 500 pounds of viscera. Just broke Shamrock apart.
They trapped him. They trapped him before he had a chance to use that belt, that bat.
Hold on, man. That's it. Hold on. Hold on. If it gets bad, we'll make our move. Not until then. You guys, just chill out. Trust me. Just chill out.
To accept Stephanie Marie McMahon, her body, her mind, her soul, and evil.
It's showtime! And the Big Show just caught Farouk! And here comes the big man, and Viscera, attacking the Big Show! Right hand by...
The Big Show's getting through the line of defense! The Big Show is swinging!
The Big Show is destroying whatever... Oh, God!
Oh!
Undertaker just shot that baseball bat! Undertaker just hit the Big Show with a ball bat!
And they're on him now! They're
by
on
the
him!
The power vested in me by the Lord of Darkness, I now pronounce you as the unholy union of darkness. You may now kiss your bride!
Oh, for God's sake! God, here it comes! Stone Cold! Stone Cold! Stone Cold and the Undertaker going toe-to-toe! Midian from behind! Austin fighting for all he's got! The ceremony is over! The ceremony's over!
Good God!
Oh, Lord!
Bam! Oh, my!
Austin with a steel tear!
He didn't do it for the love of Vince McMahon!
Down goes Viscera!
He just did it because it was right!
What a shot! Stone Cold! Weapons in hand! Assaulting the ministry! Stone Cold! I guarantee you, he didn't do this for Vince McMahon. He's doing it because it's the right thing to do. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Trying to untie Stephanie McMahon from the Undertaker's symbol. The Black Wedding has ended.
Look at the relief on Stephanie McMahon's face as she is untied from that symbol. She knew she was in bad trouble.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. I guarantee you, he didn't do this for Vince. He did it for Stephanie because it's the right thing to do. She has nothing to do with all these issues. And there's Vince. Vince McMahon reunited with his daughter Stephanie. Thanks to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Nobody could have stood by JR and watched a scene like that go on. It just wasn't right.
Good God Almighty, Austin has just decimated the ministry. Stephanie's back with Vince. But what will it all mean?
Thousand lives.